Hi, I'm Jen Suliafu, and I'm delighted to be on this journey with you. Life is an exciting game with many twists and turns. It gets really good when we begin to learn how it works and how to win. I believe that no matter where someone's life is at, we have the power to make radical shifts to create a life that truly honors us. I live for awakenings, so let's get to it, darlings. Hey everyone, welcome back. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about rebels. People that aren't willing to sit back and conform to everything they're told to do. In my life coaching practice, I work with a lot of people on their intimate relationships. I get to see behind closed doors and hear what's going on in their lives that many times no one in their lives know about. I hear about affairs, money issues, abuse, sex life, and many other things. I don't take this responsibility lightly, though. I respect people so much that are willing to show up, bring down their walls, and really bear all. To get to that place where they are so ready for their life to change that they are willing to get vulnerable. I live for that. I love it. And oftentimes, as they're telling me, you know, what's going on in their life, I think, and I might even say out loud to them, how did you get to this place? Like, how did it get here? You know, what I mean is, how did your relationship get to this point, or your marriage, or your life? And sometimes the situations that they're allowing in their life are so extreme. And I just have to ask them, you know, how are you allowing this in your life? I actually know the answer, at least I think I do. Usually I know the answer, which is that it didn't happen overnight. At some point, things were good. Let's look at a relationship. At some point, things were good, or you wouldn't end up in that relationship, right? You wouldn't get married if right out the bat it was really, really bad or somebody was abusive, then hopefully you wouldn't just marry them immediately, right? But let's take an abusive relationship as an example. So you get married, things are good, and over time, layer by layer, day by day, things start to slip. Maybe life gets stressful, you have like different moments, different fights, and maybe this couple starts to insult each other about different things with their words, they start to insult. And then it goes a little bit further, and maybe there's a lot of drinking happening, and then maybe it starts to get a little violent where you're throwing things. And then maybe taking it a step further where they're throwing things at each other and on and on. And eventually, one day, they end up in a violent, abusive relationship. There are certain people that hold a spirit around them where you know that's just not jiving with them. That's not happening in their life. They would never accept that behavior in their life. Do you know somebody like that? Can you think of someone that you're like, there's no way they would allow abuse to happen to them? Physical abuse or cheating or anything like that. You know that they have so much confidence that you feel like they would never accept that, and that they would walk away before they would stay in a relationship like that. Well, this might sound silly, but when our daughter was just 8 months old, I remember looking at my husband and saying, we will never have to worry about a man pushing her around. I knew when she was a baby that her spirit would never allow those boundaries to be crossed with her. Now, I believe that the spirit can be broken and people can come into the planet with a very big spirit, confident, and know who they are. And over time, based on different circumstances, that spirit can be broken and stomped out. But I realized at that time that I wanted to support that beautiful, strong, passionate confidence that she came big, bright, and bold into the planet with. Anyone who knows our youngest daughter knows what I'm talking about. She didn't come to the planet to conform. It doesn't matter how old you are or how old she is. If you're disrespecting her, she will stand her ground. And guess what? I respect and admire that so much about her. If I hadn't done a lot of work, I might not have felt that same way because I could have looked at her like, hey, I'm the mom, you're the child, you've got to do what I say. And of course, there are times where I have to put my foot down, but I also realized that this part of her is really beautiful and I love it. And as an adult, I want her to have that. And so I will do as much as I can to support her keeping that big, beautiful spirit that she has of confidence and standing her ground. But as I look around to my fellow brothers and sisters on planet Earth right now, I feel like we need more of what she embodies. Self-respect, confidence, courage, wisdom, people using their minds and common sense to stand in their power. I think about myself. I have changed and evolved over the years, and I look at my 20-year-old self. My identity is very different than it was then. I looked at myself then as a rule follower, a peacemaker. Jen would never rock the boat. My 20-year-old self would never rock the boat. I was born and raised into a very big religious family and always conformed and held the beliefs that I was raised in, never really questioning anything. If I think about it, my family and their idea of me back then it would have been that they thought I was sweet, moral, obedient. I was truly labeled the peacemaker in my family. My mom was always so sweet growing up, and she would come up with these cute ways to make each of us feel special. At one family reunion, I was probably in my early 20s, and she made certificates for each of her 9 children, giving us different labels that she thought was good labels. And my certificate was the peacemaker of the family. I loved it. I took pride in that title. Good little Jenny, always being easy for everyone. Always being loving. Well, that title, yeah, it sounds beautiful. But now looking back on it, I look at it very differently. There's a big difference in bringing peace to the world through love, wisdom, and sovereignty, or being a peacemaker, which conforms, does what they're told, and does what other people expect from them, and just don't want to make any waves. When I look at myself back then, I think about how, you know, as a small child, I literally remember looking at each person in my life and thinking, okay, what do you need from me to keep the peace? And I'll be that. That's the kind of peacemaker I was at 20 years old. And then something happened. When I was 24 years old, I went through a painful divorce and it cracked me wide open. I believe others think that I went off the deep end and never returned. It was like, oh, Jen went through her divorce and she kind of went crazy and has never come back. When in truth and in all actuality, what really happened was the pain was so deep that it shook me to my core. It snapped me out of my stupor that I had been in all my life. I finally started thinking about who I am and asking life's biggest questions that many people never stop to ask. Who am I? What matters the most in life? What kind of people do I want to guide these 2 precious souls that have been sent to me to parent into being? What do I want to support them into being? At the time, I decided to walk out of the religion that I was born and raised in, leaving behind many belief systems. It was scary. I didn't want to hurt anybody. I never wanted to disappoint anyone. But I knew that I was disappointing a lot of people in my life that I dearly love so much. But I got to a place where I was no longer willing to just conform, to do what other people expected of me, when in my core, it didn't ring true. I've asked myself, just like I do when I meet with someone in coaching that is in an abusive relationship, with things going on in the world, how did we get here? How did our world get to this place we are experiencing right now? How are we listening to the government, media, and big pharma to guide our lives? How are we putting our faith and trust in them? How are we demonizing nurses and doctors that are trying to give us any good news or hope right now? How are we fighting within our families with the people that we love the most because they're not agreeing with the narrative that's coming from our TV? How are so many people that are smart and wise and kind and loving saying, just do what you're told, just fall in line and don't ask any questions? We have been raised in a society that has taught us to do that. From the moment our babies are born, we get to work teaching them the ways of the world, to sit down, be quiet, do what you're told, and allow domination. Think about it. How many times do parents say to their child, do this, and the kid says, well, why? And they say, because I said so. And it might not even make any sense. This is an interesting one that I've thought of lately. I've been thinking about binkies lately. Weird, huh? Pacifiers and binkies. As I'm watching so many adults be afraid to say something, to speak out, even if they don't agree with what's happening in the world, and I think about it and I think, oh, their throat chakra is blocked. That's the energy point in the body, right there at your throat, where we speak our truth. And if it's blocked, you don't feel safe speaking your truth. And it got me thinking about binkies, of all things. But from a moment the child is born, if they get loud, if they get upset, if they cry, if they yell, we have a binky that we shove in their mouth to get them to be quiet. It's like, nope, that's not how this world works. You be quiet. And so we immediately start blocking their throat chakra. Now you might be saying, well, it helps soothe them, right? And I agree. And that's cool. I agree. I've had 4 babies and I gave every single one of them their binky. And it was a godsend at times. But now I'm thinking, that's the only way that they can talk or communicate, because they don't know how to talk yet. And we're teaching them to shut that down, to be quiet immediately. Not sure now if I had a baby, whether I would use those or not anymore. Maybe I would try to find another way to soothe them. Maybe I would never give them a binky. And I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm just thinking about a lot of things that I've never thought about. Maybe I would encourage them to use that big, beautiful, bold voice to feel safe yelling at the world when the world is wrong. Because there are a hell of a lot of things in the world right now that, rightly so, people could be yelling at. Just something to think about. I have caught myself in many ways teaching my children to conform. I'm trying to change that layer by layer. I caught myself, you know, telling our children to go up and hug everybody when we are at a family event. And I started thinking, I want them to actually listen to their guidance system. If they don't feel like they should go hug somebody, then they shouldn't. Their energy can be kept sacred and their bodies are sacred. And so if they don't feel like getting into someone else's space, they don't need to do that. Does it mean that we can't teach our children to be respectful or that we shouldn't? No, of course not. We definitely should teach our children to be respectful. That's so important. But giving respect also means that they deserve respect back. So many times I think adults think because they're bigger, they can just dominate children and tell them what to do without actually respecting them as well. I don't believe in that at all. In fact, there are many children that are much wiser than grown adults. So think about it. How are people expected right now to give respect, but they're not receiving the same thing in return? Are we in an abusive relationship on a macro scale, meaning with the people in power telling us what to do and that we have no say? Are we somewhat children and they're the adults telling us what to do? How did we get here? Have we been taught to conform in society and it's just become normal to sit down, shut up, and do what we're told, not ask any questions? Are you seeing this? I'm not labeled the peacemaker in my family anymore. I've earned a new label. I'm now the black sheep. This title is one that would have mortified me when I was 20. I haven't officially received that. No one in my family has told me I'm the black sheep. That is my perspective, but I'd be willing to bet that they agree with that. What is a black sheep? Someone that goes against the grain, somebody that's willing to stand out, someone that's willing to say no. The technical definition of a black sheep is someone that has shamed the family. That's not how I look at it. I looked up a definition for the black sheep, and there's something that I found. It says the black sheep is the least reputable member of a family. This is based on the idea that black sheep were less valuable than white ones because it was more difficult to dye their wool different colors. And in the 1500s, the color black was considered the devil's mark. When you think about that, what that says, it says that their wool wasn't able to be dyed, right? So to me, it was like they came here knowing who they are and they weren't going to change based on what other people wanted them to be. They weren't going to be a chameleon and change into other colors. They were black and they came here and they're big, bold, and beautiful. To me, black sheep are beautiful. I admire and respect people so much that are now considered the black sheep. They're willing to be brave enough to listen to their internal guidance system and think on their own. And I know some black sheep are in a different place. Some of them are truly wanting to just go out and be wild and rebellious or wayward. I get it. There's several different levels of black sheep. But when I think of a black sheep, I think of someone who is standing in their power and not willing to just fall in line. So to you, fellow black sheep out there, I'm sending so much love to you and to the whole world right now. So much love and light. Stand in your truth. Thank you for being a lighthouse in the world. Much love. Bye for now. Do you have a coach? I would love to take this journey with you to dive deep and start to shift those areas to create a life that truly honors you. I'll meet you on that bridge at whatever level you are ready, with either group or one-on-one coaching. You can check out my programs at jensuliafu.com/programs. Also, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and rate and review this show and give me your feedback. Also, please share this with your friends and family and be a lighthouse out in the world. Thanks for joining me.